Text B.
Ferragamo's gift. I had had polio as a baby and had difficulty in walking. By age 12, after a series of operations, I could walk by myself, but one of my feet was smaller than the other. When I turned 15, my mother signed me up for a dancing school with boys. She took me shopping at the Washington's birthday sales, buying me a formal dress with a deep V. But shoes were a problem. I wore two sizes, 1 5, the other 3. "I can't wear these to dancing school," I said. "Of course not," my mother agreed. "We'll buy you heels." Later, mother bought me a pair of size 5, stuffing one shoe with toilet paper so it would fit my smaller foot. I went to the first dance. I managed to take a turn with a boy so tall that I couldn't see his face, which was just as well, since the toilet paper began to trail in a long ribbon across the dance floor. I fled the hall and hid in the ladies' room until dancing school was over. I never went back. "We'll find you shoes," my mother promised me that night. She recalled reading somewhere in the fashion magazines that Salvatore Ferragamo had a child with polio. She wrote to him saying that she too had such a child and telling him the story of the dance. Would he consider making me shoes? By this time, Ferragamo was well known as a shoemaker with rich clients all over the world. But my mother was certain he would write back. And he did, inviting us to Florence, offering to make a model of my feet at no cost. Ferragamo died before we could get to Florence. As it turned out, he did not have a child with polio. But he was a kind-hearted man, and his wife and daughters honored his letter. So my mother took me to Florence and had my feet measured. For the next 10 years, I would read magazines with my mother looking for shoes. I would send the pictures to Ferragamo's, and, for $35 a pair, I would receive the specially made shoes, and even my wedding shoes, with pearls in the shape of a butterfly. My mother believed that anything is possible in life, and that she should always be ready for surprises, a belief she had taught me with the full measure of love.